Today's guest is an incredible mom working to make the world a better place. However, so many of you listen on your morning and evening commute with your kids in the car or in the kitchen while you're doing the dishes. I need to let you know that today's topic is about increasing social emotional learning and decreasing school violence. But as Kimberly Mulford, my transcriptionist who helps me put together the show notes, reminded me, we should let you know before the show starts that some listeners may find the topic of school violence very upsetting, as it should be. We should be upset about school violence, and we should all do what we can to stop it. And I do hope you'll listen at some point to this very practical, helpful show. But as a mom, it really needs to be without your younger children in earshot, especially for the first 3 or 4 minutes. I just don't think younger children can really handle what happened in Sandy Hook. But guys, we need to remember that what happened in Sandy Hook, the worst school shooting in history of the United States, actually happened to young children. And if we have a method that we can use in our classrooms to help us reduce this sort of thing, we need to do it. So this is an important one, but I do want you to remember I've given you plenty of time now to turn this off and to play this later when your young children aren't around. We do need to protect the kids, and that's what this show is about. SEL and creating safe learning environments. 3 lessons from Sandy Hook every educator should know. Episode 234.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
We're handling so many difficult things in schools today, and Scarlett Lewis is with us today to talk about one of those very difficult issues. Now, Scarlett, tell us a little bit about your son, Jesse, and his story and what you're doing as a result.
Thanks, Vicki. I'm so happy to be on your show and speaking with educators who are my heroes, by the way, because they have the most important job in the world, and that's the ability to transform and even save lives on a daily basis. So following my personal tragedy where my 6-year-old son was shot in his first grade classroom alongside 19 of his classmates and 6 educators in one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history. Of course, this was perpetrated by a former student of that school and also a Sandy Hook resident. Following that personal devastation, I made the decision that I wanted to be part of the solution. And actually, I was heartened to find that there is a solution, and it's called social and emotional learning. In fact, there was a report that came out following the shooting called the Sandy Hook Advisory Commission Report. This was a commission of professionals that were given unprecedented access to all the records, and they were asked to find out how something like this could happen and what could be done to prevent it from happening again. And they came up with 3 things in no particular order: gun safety, more access to mental health, and social emotional learning. In fact, the report says actually if there had been social emotional learning, the tragedy might not have happened. And I had already been saying for 2 years before the report came out that the tragedy absolutely would not have happened with social emotional learning. So I've really made it my life's mission to make sure that every child has access to what we know is in the best interest of children for their entire lifetime.
Now, you've actually related social emotional learning to neuroscience. Now, you know, there are a lot of folks who label social emotional learning for all kinds of things, right? But help us, you know, help us understand what actually works. And you're also going to tell us about your free program.
So what I did was I kind of looked at what we're currently teaching in school and the programming that is effective statistically and the programming that isn't effective statistically. And I really took the best of the best. And it's not only social emotional learning, but it's emotional intelligence, it's positive psychology, it's character education, it's mindfulness, it's neuroscience. I took all of the best of the best and put it into one program, comprehensive, of pre-K through 12th grade, and I made it free so that every child can have access. It's based on CASLs, the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, five core social emotional competencies. We made it easy to teach and easy to learn. I actually worked with educators to create this program. So it's written by educators for educators. And one, I think the only program that is.
So this is the Choose Love Enrichment Program, right?
It's the Choose Love Enrichment Program, and it's available for free on the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Movement website.
Okay, so give us an example of an activity or something that should be taught in this category of social emotional learning that works.
So our program is based on a powerful formula for choosing love in any situation or circumstance. It's a formula that I use every single day, and I know it works in all situations. And the formula is this: courage, because everything starts with courage, plus gratitude being the great mind shifter. Out of the 60 to 80,000 thoughts that we all have every day, they go through our head one at a time. So you can't have a grateful thought and an angry or depressed thought at once. So it's the great mind shifter. Plus forgiveness. Forgiveness is the number one way to have healthy relationships. And Harvard University did a 75-year longitudinal study that showed that the secret to happiness is positive relationships and meaningful connections. And forgiveness is the number one way to have that. Plus compassion in action. That's not only identifying a need or suffering in someone, but it's actively doing something to help ease that pain. And it's in that action that all of the nurturing, healing love that we give, we get back. So practicing those character values in that order, so courage plus gratitude plus forgiveness plus compassion and action, with all of the different elements falling under that formula, equals choosing love. And it's been profoundly impactful, not only for students, for educators as well, because the educators get the opportunity to learn right alongside the student. There is no training required. We actually do have training available. And I always like to go in and speak to the staff to launch the program when possible. But in reality, the teacher learns right alongside the student. And the best feedback that I've received is that the educator gets as much benefit as the student.
I love how you say we can't always choose what happens to us. We can choose how we respond. But you live it every day. I mean, isn't it hard?
I absolutely live that. And therefore, I know that it's true. That's where our freedom and growth lie. We can't always choose what happens to us. So sometimes a chapter in our life has been started for us, right? But we can always choose how we respond when we thoughtfully respond, and we can always choose love. That means that even if your chapter was started for you, you can write the ending. And that's where your power lies. A lot of times, I think, especially with everything that's going on in our world today, we feel like all this stuff is happening around us and we have no control. But I'll tell you what, we have control of how we respond, how we perceive the things that are happening, and how we respond. And that alone is an incredibly empowering concept.
Now, you gave me a statistic before we started recording about just how many school shootings there are now. How frequent is it here in the United States?
Well, since Sandy Hook Elementary, which happened 5 years ago, we have had over 220 school-related shootings. So we have an average of one school-related shooting per week in our country. And of course, we don't always read about them. They don't, thankfully, always result in deaths. But the fact of the matter is, it seems like it's becoming our new normal. And that is absolutely not okay with me. Our schools must be a safe haven for our children and our educators. Absolutely. It's the only way that they can learn. And so we know how to do that by implementing a social and emotional learning program. Social emotional learning is the number one way to have a safe, learning environment. And so that is that's why we offer this program for free, because really this is so important. It cannot be priced out of the market for children and educators.
Well, and educators, we can put in security systems, but we also have to have secure and safe thinking going on in our minds. And this is a difficult, hard thing, but we cannot just teach content and not teach healthy thinking, things like courage and gratitude and forgiveness and compassion and action. These are all ways of thinking, ways of approaching the world, and they're things that we need to be discussing in our classrooms. So I hope you'll follow and take a look at the resources. And Scarlett, I just want you to know that I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing and the struggle that you have and live every day, and how you're turning that struggle into good for the world.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I appreciate your helping me get the message out. There's so much science behind the benefits of social emotional learning. So children that have access to social emotional learning not only get better grades and test scores, have higher graduation rates, less stress and anxiety, less bullying because it proactively prevents it before it even starts, but there are long-term studies now that have followed kids from kindergarten all the way into adulthood. And they found that those now adults that had social emotional learning in school have less substance abuse, less mental health issues of all kinds, less violence, less incarceration, even less divorce rates. And it makes sense because we're teaching kids skills, tools, and attitudes that help them get along and have meaningful connections with others. And by the way, these skills and tools aren't innate. We're not born with them. We must be taught them. And if we aren't, we don't necessarily have them.
Thank you for listening to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.